Lecture 6, The Uruk Phenomenon.
In the previous lecture, we looked at villages, specifically those in the Ubayid period. And we saw that there was our first indication of monumental architecture in the form of a temple, and also early traces of irrigation canals. So we discussed these as important for social organization. We also saw how challenging it can be to reconstruct a culture or even a historical framework with this type of evidence. There were lots of questions that were left unanswered, including a basic one of who lived in southern Mesopotamia and where did they come from. We also don't really have a clear idea of how these villages were organized socially and what role the temple played apart from its religious function. Today we will examine the earliest cities, which developed in their fullest form about 5,000 years ago. We will look at the city of Uruk, which is the earliest city in southern Mesopotamia. It's the largest, it's impressively large, and it has several key features of urban life that are represented in the remains at Uruk. Cities have specific features that require more than just a larger size of settlement. So it's not just a difference in size, but there are other factors that distinguish village from city life. One of those factors is a very high population density. This density of city life requires that the necessities of life, such as food, have to be supplied, usually not by everyone working within a city, but there's a specialization of professions. There's a wider range of professions available in a city. So since the basics of life are taken care of, individuals can start to explore different ways of making a living. And there are certainly changes necessary in organizing how a society works productively when there are more people in it. Evidence for all of these factors of city life have been discovered at the 4th millennium site of Uruk in southern Mesopotamia, and it has come to represent the rise of the city. Cities are a southern Mesopotamian concept. The idea of a city travels north after the ideas and presumably the benefits of city life were already worked out in the south. So we're going to focus most of our attention now for the first part of this lecture on the city of Uruk. At the end of the Ubayid period, the village settlements that we identified were beginning to cluster together more closely. In the first part of the Ubayid period, settlements were spread out relatively evenly. But there was a climactic shift in the mid-4th millennium that stemmed the floods of the Tigris and Euphrates River, may even have dried up the area, so made more land available as the marshlands dried up. This also meant that the land that was sort of newly reclaimed as a result of this climate shift was especially fertile and productive. Another important feature that may have encouraged settlements to move further south and to cluster together more closely is that as this climate shift was working its way out, took a few generations, as you might imagine, there would be more water sources readily available in the form of creeks, ponds, other types of water that could be used to water a field without requiring irrigation canals, which we've already discussed require a much more organized force. So this really would have been a paradise for agriculture. You have extremely fertile soil in southern Mesopotamia, which we've discussed already. Now you have ready access to water, and it would have resulted in very high yield harvests. So those farmers who settled in the south would have gotten an immediate bang for their buck, to use an anachronism.